Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, everyone. This is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. Listen, I'm glad you all was able to join me tonight. I believe this show is going to be a very, very great show. Tonight we're going to be dealing with some serious issues, and I hope that you're all ready to tune in and just have a great time on the show. Dirty Church Radio is back. We got a whole lot of more episodes that's coming up. Tonight's episode is a very touchy subject. You know, it's a lot of stuff that's going on in America right now. We're dealing with a lot of different issues on a very high level. There's a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. There's a lot of just animosity, a lot of anger. Emotions are running high. And tonight, our topic we're going to be dealing with, are you a racist and don't even know it? Are you a racist and don't even know it? You know, I think one thing that's so important in the season that we're living in is we have to really take an account of our own inside thoughts concerning different issues. Who we really are when no one else is around. How do we really feel when no one else is around? What are those little thoughts that we have in our mind when we're around certain people of different nationalities? What do we really feel? Do we cross the other side of the street when we see a certain race? Does fear kick in? Does anger kick in? Where are we at? I think right now we have to really start asking ourselves personally who we are. And I believe that we have to take an account and take responsibility for what we do and for what we say. And a lot of us, we let our emotions go to such a high level where there's no off button. And that's when casualties and so much stuff that's going on right now with the Mike Brown case that has caused a lot of anger right now with the result of how the jury decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. Tonight we're going to talk about a lot of different things, and we want to really see how the people are really feeling. What are you saying? What conversations are you having in your home amongst your own family? What seeds are you planting in your own family's life concerning these racial issues that are taking place? Whose side are you on? Who do you believe? What do you think really happened? We want to talk about those things tonight. Not to create any more hate, but it's something that needs to be put on the table. We really need to examine ourselves as a people, not just a black people, white, Chinese, whoever we are, the human, mankind. We really have to take an account and examine ourselves and find out the way we think, is it right? How we feel, is it right? Do we have a right to feel how we feel? Or do we deserve to treat each other the way we treat each other based on what took place in the past years and years ago? Are we still crying out? Do we still want justice for those that have been treated with injustice? Or is love the answer? Do we even really know what love is? Have we ever really felt real love? Or are we raising our families with hate, with anger? How, what are we speaking into our children? Tonight we want to even dive into the questions of, are we born like this? Or is this a taught behavior? Are we learning to treat people this way? Does the world tell us it's okay? And tonight, listen, we want y'all to call in. All guest callers, you can call in to the numbers 347-850-8526. 347-850-8526. Listen, this is Minister Jay Miller. I'm glad you all tuned in to listen to the show tonight. And in just a few minutes, we're waiting for a few callers to come in. But listen, we don't have to wait for them. You can be that caller to call in tonight. Are you a racist and don't even know it? Who are you when you're all alone inside your own mind? What thoughts are you thinking? Do any of us have the answers? How can we make this world better? Do we want to make it better? Are we satisfied with the way it is? Do we believe God can change it? Do we want God to change it? Or do we want God to change us so we can change it? Do we believe that change starts in our own houses first, then spreads abroad? What are we going to do about all this hate that's in the world? Something has to be done. Something. There has to be some answer. And on this show on Dirty Church Radio tonight, we want to answer. We want to find out what we can do. Does anyone, a lot of us, we do a lot of talking, but tonight on this show, listen, there are many listeners right here. If you have something that can help, that can bring change, even change, we can start changing in our houses, and then it will spread. But change must start somewhere. How do we reverse these centuries of hate and anger amongst different races? How do we, as a black people, stand up and live up to a better standard, raising our children, fathers staying in the homes, raising your sons and your daughters and being a great example, mothers, family? I think we've lost the true identity of family, real family. If families were to teach other families not to hate, a lot of this stuff would be removed from the world we live in. But our families, it's a lot of messed up families right now, based on different things that they may be going through, may feel like there's no more hope, that it's all over, that I was born this way, my daddy was this way, my mother was this way, my auntie, this is just who I am, and I'm pleased with just who I am, because I don't know no other way. I only know how to function in the emotions that I feel. I don't even see myself stepping outside of these emotions because I have become immune to these emotions. And this is the only way that makes me feel like I exist. But here on Dirty Church Radio, there is a better way for us all to live. There is a better way for us to make better decisions in this world. We can make better choices, regardless of what education level that you may have, regardless of what degree level that you may have. Love can exist if we begin to teach it amongst our families and then teach them to spread it to our neighbors. Listen, are you a racist and don't even know it? What do you show prejudice towards? Is it towards someone that's too skinny? Is it towards someone that's too fat? Is it towards someone that's too ugly? Is it towards someone that's too pretty? Is it towards someone that's rich? Or is it towards someone that's poor? What are we going to do? Are you prejudiced towards the illiterate? Or are you prejudiced towards the intelligent? Are you a racist and don't even know it? Or are you a racist and you know it and you're pleased with who you are? We want to know on Dirty Church Radio. This is a show where no topic or issue is out of bounds. Whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, whatever you are, at the end of the day, whether you want to accept it or not, we are all God's children, created in His image. Whether you want to recognize that, believe that, regardless of whatever it is you might want to do. But I guarantee we will have to answer for the choices and the decisions that we make in this world. If you're raising your children to hate others, you're going to have to answer to that one way or another. Whether you see it, whether you have books and intellectual scriptures that say that you won't, I guarantee you there is one law that the world will never be able to escape. And that is the law of sowing and reaping. You shall reap what you sow. If you're sowing hate, you're going to reap hate. If you're sowing love, you shall reap love. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So listen, call in 347-850-8526. I'm Minister Jay Miller, man. I want to hear from you. All my Facebook friends, if you're tuning in, whoever you are, I sent some invites to some. Listen, if you're listening, don't hide behind the phone. Don't hide behind the computer. Call in. Come talk to your boy. Come talk to me. I know your input, it matters. I know you have something that you want to say, that you've been saying. And Dirty Church is a station where you can say some things on here that you might not want to say in your Bible study or in your school. This is a place where you can feel free to get it off your chest. Say it. Don't hold it. Get it out. Let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. Whether we're right or wrong, let's talk about it. Because on here we believe there is something that can be said. Even tonight, if a racist calls on this show and they call on here and they can't stand this and they don't like this and everything, they don't like that, I truly believe there is a word, one word that can be said. Whether it happens tonight, but a seed can be planted. And in their future, they can remember something that was said in this conversation that can make them make a different choice. To refrain from hating. To try their best to embrace love, caring, respect. Can we at least get to a place where we can just respect each other? Respect each other based on how God created us all. He created us all different. But the greatest gift of it all is He created us. And whether you believe you were created by God, hey, that's your personal belief. You have the right to believe what you want. But here on Dirty Church Radio, we believe that God is the creator. But we're not so close-minded that we don't want to hear what you have to say. We're not trying to force our belief on anyone, but we want to hear because at the end of the day, we are mankind. We are humans. And I believe that we can do better as people, as men, as women, as children. We can do better, not just based on doing better based on your skin color and what bloodline you were born in, but you can do better just as a person. It's possible. So, are you a racist and don't even know it? And if you find out that you're a racist, is it something that you want to change? Do you want to really be a racist? Do you really want to hate people? Call in. What would you true? What are you truly getting out of hate? That's the questions I want to know. What do you get from hating the next person? Is it a great feeling, or is it a feeling that was passed down to you from your grandfathers and your fathers and your grandfathers' fathers? I believe it's something, a chain that can be broken. It can be broken. We can break this hate and all of this animosity through our children on how we teach them, what we choose to teach them. It's serious. We're living in crucial times right now. People, emotions are so full. It's like a whirlwind of hate bubbling up. So much pressure. And we have to find a release valve that can release all of this pressure and hate so that there can be room for love, caring, and respect. Wow. Have you ever thought, what would you do? Would you want someone just to constantly hate on your children, treat your children wrong? And right now I'm talking to the person who know they're a racist, who knows that they have ill will and ill feelings towards people that they don't even know. People that are willing to hurt others because of an emotion that they feel within themselves. You can conquer that emotion. And I know someone might be listening and saying, wow, it sound good what he's saying. It sound good, but they don't know what was done to me and my family or what was done to this and that and this and that. The thing is, it's a constant domino effect. One hates, one revenges back with hate. And then it never stops. And that's the problem in our world now. We're going hate for hate, hate for hate, hate for hate. To the point where to do right in this world now is looked at as wrong. And to do wrong is looked at as right. There are a lot of, wow, when you just sit here and think about it, there are so many mothers and fathers that are in pain based on losing the lives of their children. Lives taken. Not just taken from others of other races, but killing our own over useless things. If you were just to be quiet right now and just listen, you can hear the cries in the atmosphere of the many hearts that are in pain if you just pay attention. And it's so sad. It's so sad. There are so many dreams and so many great people in the grave right now. lives took in short, just took from them. There were so many great ideas that are in the grave. There are so many dreams that are in the grave because of foolish behavior, because of uncontrolled emotions. What are we going to do, people? What are we going to do? Police brutality. All you hear now is cops, emotions on high, feelings, people given a badge that's supposed to protect and serve, going on rampages because they look at a certain people a certain way, and they let the power of the badge take them to a place where they begin to think that they're gods and that they can't be touched. But just because you get off through the system of court doesn't mean that you don't have to answer to God Almighty. There is a God Almighty. And to the one that may be thinking right now, there's no God, you're breathing right now because of that God. I know you don't believe it. There are many people right now who are racist towards Christianity or racist towards Muslims or racist towards Catholics, racist towards lovers of God, racist towards those who would choose to pray, racist towards those who say they choose to have faith. There are so many discriminations that are taking place in this world. And the world is getting sick. Earth is getting sick. It's full of hatred diseases that are plaguing the minds of people. So right now we're on right here. And my boy D.A., the devil's advocate, has just joined us tonight. What's going on, my brother?
How's it going?
Good, man. Everything's going. It's good that you called in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On this show. I've been on here talking with the people out here, man. Disgusting. Are you a racist and don't even know it? You know, are you a racist towards the fat person, the skinny person, you know, the tall, the short, the poor, the rich? Even it racism to me goes beyond just color of skin.
Yeah, it has a lot of people can be behind the term racism. Gay people, chauvinistic men, who don't necessarily, you know, give women equal rights, sexist men, women who are feminist and who dislike men. I mean, it's so many things that people can be racist or prejudice about. Some of it could be for good reasons, others can be for very, very bad reasons.
So. Wow. Well, talk to me a little bit, man. Let's dig a little deep. Let's dig a little deeper into this.
Okay.
Before you came in on the show, I was talking to the racists who know they're a racist and don't care that you know they're a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the one who don't know, but the one who embraced being a racist. And my question was, were they taught that? Was that passed down to them? For them to hate that hard? Is it something that has been seared in their conscience?
Yeah, I do believe that most racist people are wrong for hating another group of people, and they're not even justified in being wrong. They're just wrong, and they don't care. But then you have other types of racists who believe that they are justified in every way. For instance, men and women who are a part of terrorists, they evidently have hate, like the actual word hate for certain type of people that are against their beliefs, that are against their culture, their way of living, and their government and politics. And they will literally kill themselves to kill other people. That's the level of hate that they have toward, other groups of people. And like I said, they feel as though they're highly justified because of what they do. And you can't be more justified than being justified by the Creator, God. And to them, to most of them, it goes that far into it. So, if you actually have a God that's backing up your racism, then you can't say you're wrong. You can't believe that you're wrong because you feel as though you are getting ultimate commands from the ultimate ruler.
Yo, that's deep. That's deep. And you're right. Yeah. That's why people will strap bombs on themselves.
Exactly.
They feel as though it's worth it. But you know what? All of that, though, has been drilled in them.
Yes, it has.
By an individual. Another person.
But like someone, not all the time.
It has to start with some person. Whether it's a leader or if a person, what I'm saying is people, if you notice, the ones who strap themselves and blow themselves up normally aren't the leaders.
No, yeah, you're right. Because
they're normally the followers.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
The leaders are still alive.
Yes,
indeed. And their excuse is, and the reason why they die because they stay alive because they're the leader and they must lead others to do the same cause or the act that they're getting you to do.
Yes, I totally understand. What I was referring to, not necessarily it causing a leader to actually get them to hate as much as they do, to whereas they would subject themselves to be suicide bombers. Some of these people, especially in these other countries, if certain people, let's say America, there are certain terrorist groups that hate America and what America stands for and what America has done in the past and in the present to their country and their government. And if I seen my mother, literally, I seen my mother, father, sister, brother, and cousins die in my 10-year lifespan because America was dropping bombs on me, or another religious group was dropping bombs on me, I don't have to wait for someone to tell me that it's okay to hate those people who've been doing this to my people for many, 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 many years. That's just an experience that automatically triggers me to blame that hate on the very people that I see are killing my people. You know what I mean? So a lot of times...
I hear that real clear. But, a leader who's an opportunist will use your story as fuel for their agenda.
I'm with that.
You know what I'm saying? So,
if
you went through something like that, it will be easier for me to influence you to come on a board if me and you have the same common enemy.
Yes, that's true. I'm definitely with that.
So, so like, but we're saying the same thing. It's just, it's so many different situations and reasons why people can do what they do.
Yes, true indeed. Yeah.
You know,
and then a lot
some
of times,
people,
like, a lot of times, like the topic says, a lot of people don't even realize more so that they're racist. In the sense of, if I was raised and my parents and their parents and every and it went from, you know, lineage to lineage, generation to generation, to say that black people are evil and anybody besides the white race is evil.
And she was saying,
Hey, my friend's in the hospital and he's listening to your show right now. He appreciates you guys taking his call.
And he has to keep showing his butt and his penis to people in the hospital.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, that's the hospital music.
Yeah,
sorry, we'll turn it down.
I have a nice hiney, the nurse said. It's a nice
drop
penis.
Them pants and show us that cock and balls, boy.
Yeah, and I have a pretty penis. She said I have a pretty penis.
Hello?
Do you care to comment?
Yes. Do you care to say something?
Yeah, we've been saying something, boy.
I've been saying a lot of stuff, stupid,
big,
ignorant.
Big shitty cocks, penises with feces and shit all over them.
Fuck it.
And what happened yesterday?
Hello?
Hello?
What actually happened yesterday?
With the whole riot situation? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Is this Josephus?
No, my name's Brian. Who?
I knew that Josephus was going to call. I actually wanted him to call. He's on the
well,
phone right now.
Well, they dropped the bomb.
Josephus?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder when your porch monkeys can get a job.
Ooh.
Who's that? Is that my fan?
Huh?
Josephus, call in.
Hello?
Say what's up. Hey.
Yes, hello?
Hey, what's up, Chief?
Yeah. Josephus told me to call in and say what's up about, you know.
Hello?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hail Satan.
DA.
Okay.
Yeah.
You on the phone?
You said you got
somebody to call?
Yeah.
You got somebody to call?
No, not them.
Who the fuck?
Yeah.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
You got what I mean? You got what I'm saying?
Like a sex machine.
These dudes is calling on here playing games. They don't want to call in here and talk on some real stuff.
How did they?
Did you hear how these dudes? Did you hear how they was clowning on the phone?
Yeah.
I thought they was gonna call in and talk and say something. They ain't even saying nothing. Well, anyway, Keys, go ahead, man. Continue saying what you were saying, brother.
I was,
And you wouldn't believe a few of them were racist that called in just now.
Yes, they actually were.
Yeah.
They were.
You can,
and they ain't even know it.
They ain't even know it. Some of them knew it, though, but some of them don't.
Yeah, but like I said, those type of people... who actually grew up generation after generation after generation. They don't see a lot of times that they're wrong until they step outside of their little culture and go into another culture or another way of living to compare their way of living to how other people live. And a lot of times those type of people never get to see that. So they grow up believing that they're basically the chosen people and everybody else is, you know, nothing, garbage. And you can't convince them that they're wrong.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it's something, man, that people can really hate on such a high level like that, man. Like,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Like, just hate. Don't even know a person, but just hate because their granddaddy hated.
Yeah.
Or hated because their uncle, their mama hated.
Yeah. And the bugged out thing is this whole situation with, you know, with the police officers, you know, around our country, they're actually taught in a way to, I won't say necessarily to hate, but love doesn't drive them, because if they already have inside their notion or concept or whatever or idea that they have that a certain type of person looks like a threat. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. If a certain type of person looks like a threat, then they automatically prejudge and 9 times out of 10 what they're actually, I can't think of the word that police officers actually do. When police officers pick a certain type of person out of the crowd, you know, that's
about profile.
Profiling, yeah.
Profile, yeah.
When police officers profile, a lot of times they profile based on a certain type of look. And a lot of times, exactly. And a lot of times, that automatically puts them in a state of their trouble, and I'm going to have to deal with them a certain type of way. So they already go into a situation already with a mindset of negative, and love doesn't drive that. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you. Yo, there's a few callers on here, man. I'm gonna see what they got to say. If they get ignorant, I'll just mute them.
No problem.
Hey, how's it going? I just want you guys to know that I didn't plan on spending my Saturday night listening to you skin flute playing Nick Nas talk about some racist bullshit.
Uh-huh. Anything
so
else
cut that shit out before I get pissed off. I have to bring Gamumbo, my sex slave, over here to slide his Liberian 10-inch cock into your asshole.
Really, dude? Like, really? That's where you at?
You want me to
get
Gamumbo on his bitch? Yeah, Gamumbo, get your little
nigga
ass
over
here.
That's where you really at in your mind? Seriously?
Listen here.
Like, do you hear?
Don't talk to him
like
that. Listen here. No, you listen. I am your master.
Do you really hear
yourself? You're my bitch. You are my bitch.
You sound foolish, man. You're like a clown and
a
jester on here, man.
My giant cook.
You know what I'm saying? We tried to give you a little platform here, but you're calling me here like a clown and a jester. D.A., you got anything
you
want to say to this dude?
You're the black man.
No, there isn't anything that you can say to people that are ignorant. There's nothing you can say.
You ever fought some pure Liberian blood in a bit before?
You get Mr. Mute! Yo, D.A., I'm gonna give you the. I'm about to talk to the next person, man. See what they at. They right here. All
right. Hello.
They're calling from a 700 number.
Yes.
Hello.
What do you want?
Anything you want to say?
Yes, I would like to talk to the stupid dignogs.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Keys, you on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Hello? What's happening? Hello?
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 Hello, this is Mistress Shaniqua.
Hi, what's up, okay. Neon? Hi,
how are you, sexy?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on?
How's everything?
I wish I could say I was doing better. One of my friends got burned in the Ferguson riots. His name is Cross. And he's wondering if you come over with some Kleenex and wipe his ass, you know, do it clockwise, be sure to get all the fecal matter, and then he wants you to spread it all over your face. And then after that, he wants you to fuck yourself in the ass. Good night. Or.
Well, listen. This is Minister J. Miller and all my listeners out there that have been listening. If you've heard any of these people that's been calling in, you really got a chance to really just see how ignorant and how where people's minds is at, man. This world is really messed up right now. This is really messed up. But one, regardless of what I hear on this line, I still make a choice to raise my family upright, to give them great morals to live by. And as you heard tonight, clowns and jesters stuck their heads out and wanted to clown when we're on here trying to talk about an issue that's real. Yes, we understand that it's a touchy issue. We understand that. We know that. But there is something that we can do better about it. So those of y'all out there that choose to remain being a racist and remain and you're pleased with how your life is and what you choose to do, you call in on the show and you say all this, you know, crazy stuff. Listen, here on Dirty Church Radio, none of that stuff moves us. First, we're grounded, strong in God. So whatever you say, it really doesn't move us. Because we give you a platform to come and call and say certain things. But on topics like this, it's not something that's coming out your mouth that really makes us mad. It's just such a great disappointment. And it just shows us how far back we really are when it comes to this, man. And it's so crazy. The ones that called in here clowning, at work, you're the one that's probably nice to everybody. But when you go home and you see a show like this, this gives you an opportunity to show the snake that's inside of you. It's a shame that you would choose this. And everyone on here that called in tonight sound like an adult. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself that you would call on an issue like this and play games and say stupid stuff when people are losing their lives out here. You got to do better, man. And my prayer tonight is that God will begin to touch your hearts and touch your minds and show you a different way and show you that you don't have to continue to embrace hate. You don't have to continue to be the nasty, disrespectful person that you are. You can do better. And if any of y'all that was on this show tonight that called and was so disrespectful and you have children, you ought to be a real huge shame of yourself. And it's crazy. And if that's what you're teaching your children, wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a world we live in. Listen, this is Dirty Church Radio, though, where no topic or issue is out of bounds. But on Dirty Church Radio, this is Minister J. Miller. We believe in God. We believe in the power of God. We believe God is the God of peace, the God of love, the God of joy, the God of strength. And we also believe whatever you sow,
you shall reap whatever it is. If you sow ignorance, you shall reap ignorance. If you sow folly, you shall reap folly. Listen, I'm praying for America. I'm praying for the world. I'm praying for the non-racists. I'm praying for the racists. I'm praying that God will begin to touch the hearts of his people in this world. I'm praying that the church would stand up and let go of all the wickedness that it has embraced. I'm praying that God will continue and begin to cleanse the hearts that are filled with wickedness, filth, and disgust. I'm praying for every individual that called on this show tonight with disrespectful mouths and began to say ignorant things. I'm praying for you that God will touch you and show you truly what love is, because God is love. He is love. I'm praying that he will come to your house, that when you sleep, you won't even be able to rest, but that God will show you who he is and show you that there is a greater you inside of you. I'm looking at the phone now, and I can see all of the numbers just disappearing. When you talk about the power of God and the power of his strength and his might and what he does, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for those who have hate in their hearts, that God will replace the hate with love. I'm praying for those who have wicked minds, that God will change your mind and give you a mind of righteousness and will give you a mind of peace. I'm praying that the generational curses that have embraced your family and have poured hate into you, some of you have been in prison in hate and you have not been able to escape it. It's in your family, nothing but hate, nothing but racism. We come against all racism in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of his might, by the power of his blood and strength, I pray for every hater. I pray for every wicked heart. I pray that God will touch America from the head to the feet. I pray that God will touch those that are in high office, those that are in government, those that are in leadership positions. I pray that God will begin to move even right now. I pray that the love of God will cleanse the many homes in this world that are filled with racism. I pray that God will begin to touch all the children, and that the children will be able to touch their parents, that the children will break the chain of racism. I pray right now. And one thing about Dirty Church Radio, whatever you call in and say, we will give you that platform. But even in the midst of whatever you're saying, just know that we're praying for you. This is Dirty Church Radio, Minister Jay Miller. Tonight is a show I wish a lot of my other friends, ministers, pastors, would have called in on the show and talked about this issue. Dirty Church Radio, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. Things you might not even want to talk about. Things that might make you feel uncomfortable. But we're going to confront the issues. We're even going to confront things that we don't even want to confront. Things that may make us feel uncomfortable. But it must be confronted. And when we confront it, that's when we can begin to conquer it and get over it. So to all the people that called in tonight that said so many mean and hateful things, we here at Dirty Church Radio, we love you. We love you with the love of God, the love that he placed in our hearts. So listen, I want you to stay tuned for the upcoming shows that are going to be taking place on Dirty Church Radio. Listen, we're back stronger than ever, wiser than ever, and we're ready to deal with what's taking place in our world, and we're going to talk about it. Will you join us? Will you call in and talk with us? Will you? Will you help make this world a better place? Will you fight the emotions you and bring you out of control? Tonight's topic was, are you a racist and don't even know it? If you're a racist, I pray that you change. I pray that you change for you, your family, and your neighbor. I pray. Some may not believe in prayer. Some may do. But one thing I want you all to remember. God is love. And God loves you. Right where you are. And if there is a small voice crying in your heart for change, take heed to it. Because you don't have to remain hateful. You don't have to remain disrespectful. You can be better than what you've been. You can start right now. Minute by minute. Hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, you can be a better you, and you can get rid of all of the things that have been keeping you boxed in that cycle of hate. Reach out for love. Love is ready to embrace you. It truly is. So I pray that you all take heed. You can be better than what you've been. So tune in to Dirty Church Radio. Our next episode will be tomorrow night, Sunday night, 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. This is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio.